podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love that Dave put her everywhere in this little town model.
Yes.
Michaela loves it so much, she's yawning. She's excited to talk about the ending of having to goodbye today, y'all. It's a Monday. Hi, everyone. I'm Bethany. With me, as always, is my sleepy co-host, Michaela.
I stay sleepy. I am asleep. I didn't take my nap today, so.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely sleepy then. You didn't even get your nap.
I didn't get my nap. I'm like a toddler. I need it.
I swear. I literally can't get through a weekend. Like, I'm good at getting through a work day now because I, like, don't really have time to nap on work days. If I do, it would be too late, and then I wouldn't be able to sleep, so I try not to. But on the weekends, I legitimately cannot get through a weekend without you. I'm like, is it afternoon nap time?
Naps are so
nice. And I look
so
forward
nice.
To it, mm-hmm. And it's – oh, my God. It is. It's truly – I think I like the weekends mostly just for naps, if I'm being real honest.
Yeah. Naps are the best.
Needabomb.com. But yeah, how are you? May's gonna be a little interesting, everyone. Mm-hmm. Just to give a quick download of it here at the beginning of the episode. This is mostly for my mother. and for the other like three people who are up to date on our episodes. Little download on what's going on in May. Obviously, this will all be posted on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. But as I think everyone that listens to this podcast is aware, we have a big trip coming up because we do nothing but talk about it. Yep. And that means that we're going to be taking off a couple of weeks from the podcast. So this week we are doing just wrapping up what happened to Goodbye. Mike Land has a thing at the end of this week, so you will not be getting chaos. But next week you can look forward to – we are going to delve into they had that Long Story Short, which was basically a collaboration of North Carolina authors all got together to write short stories. So we're going to read that because we thought we're not diving into a whole new novel right before we take time off because that would not be very smart of us probably. We would forget what we read. Y'all would forget what you read. So we're going to do Long Story Short next week, and we're going to finish talking about the anthology, the rest of the double album of Torture Post Department. And then we'll be off for 2 weeks. And then we'll come back the last week of May to basically just tell you all about how much fun we had.
Yeah.
And then in June, we will be starting our next full-length Sarah Dessen novel. So just a little housekeeping. Again, I know there's a lot of information at once, so this will all be posted on Instagram. Follow along with us there if you want to be kept in touch with what's going on. But yeah, with that housekeeping out of the way, are we ready to dive into the grand finale, as I'm calling it, of what happened to Goodbye? Yes. Let's do it.
Well, we left off with
yes,
Opal and Gus finally making out.
Yeah.
Some big news is happening. And yeah, well, we're gonna see what McLean's fate is.
What is going on? Dying to know. Chapter 17, y'all. We, of course, are starting off with our main girl, Deb. Mm-hmm. Deb, seriously, Deb forever. She is freaking out because she can't find her stow sheet, and they are down to literally minutes to finish this model and get out of here. She's looking everywhere, and my favorite bit is at the end of this page when Alice is like, oh, are you ready for a FOD? Which I was like, how would you pronounce that? I agree with Deb. It's not a very good acronym. I'm like, F-O-D-F, FOD? I don't know. And so she's like, what is that? And Heather explains that stands for full-on Deb freakout. Deb says that's not a good acronym. It's supposed to be a real word, not a made-up one. And Ellis asks, FOD isn't a real word, since when? And I just, this is a beautiful exchange. Absolutely wonderful.
I love it.
But yeah, Deb is stressed, which like is one of her constant states of being, if we're being really honest.
Very relatable.
Yeah, very relatable. Deb, so relatable, truly, in so many facets.
Mm-hmm.
She's really stressed out, and she's like, you know, we have 28 minutes before we absolutely have to be out of here. Opal's orders. And so, of course, kind of like the chapter 16 where we start with, like, Deb and the model, we're now getting a flashback to explain. We're like, wait, the last time we left off, we were in the living room with Dad and Opal getting steamy, and we're about to get things explained to us, and now we're with the model. What's going on? Well, here we go. We're going to explain, okay? So they're like, Riley's like, I didn't think Opal worked at Luna Blue anymore. Deb says she doesn't, but she owns the building, so she makes the rules. We're like, yay. Okay. All right, that is exciting. Our girl, a business owner.
A business queen.
A business queen. So we learn a little bit about how this came to be. So as Tracy thought that Opal was bailing ship, Opal basically just quit so she had time to come up with a business plan so she could buy this. Because if our boy Chuckles, I'm going to miss getting to say Chuckles, y'all. I'm going to miss what happened to Goodbye. This has been a real gem.
It has.
So yeah, when our boy Chuckles put it up for sale, she's like, I got a plan. She goes down to Florida where she talks to the Melmans. And she's like, retirement is not suiting them. And she's like, y'all want to get back in the restaurant biz? Because that's the thing, y'all. When you leave a restaurant, you can't leave a restaurant. It's so hard. Yeah. It's so hard. It's really, it's one hell of a drug.
It is.
Let me tell you. So she gets with them and she's like, hey, y'all want to get back in the biz? And so they agree to be like part owners. So Opal is going to be like running things, but they're kind of like helping finance things. And Chuckles gave it to her at a hell of a price in exchange for two things, a hefty percentage and a return of roles to the menu. So the roles are back, baby. Opal won in the end. She gets the building and she gets the roles. So this is a big win overall. But technically, so Opal's getting her own restaurant. I don't know what she's going to call it. I guess not Luna Blue, since technically Luna Blue is still officially closing. Maybe she calls it Luna Blue too. I don't know. But so first it has to close before she can officially reopen it. And McLean is saying that no one's happy about it. For the last week, you know, things have been kind of crazy. It's been a very kind of somber affair. But surprisingly, Jason and Tracy have really stepped up into leadership roles. And I was like, I love this for Jason. I love that he's like really thriving in this industry. And I think it's like really going to turn out to be like a good like chef, like a head chef somewhere. Maybe even here one day, like at Opal's new place. Like, I love that for him. But please do not hit on any underage hosts. Jason is better than that.
Jason's better than that. Please.
He's definitely better than that. He's way better than that. He's really grown from his time and when we last saw him when he was still in high school.
Yes, he has grown leaps and bounds.
1,000%, yes.
Leaps and bounds.
So yeah, things have been doing good under them. But we still, of course, have this model, which I'm still not entirely sure where it's going because they're saying they have to get out of here. But again, I still don't know how, y'all. This will be the next time we meet our BFF, Sarah. I'm going to have to ask her, where did this model go? How did they get out of the building, Sarah? Sarah, these are the questions I have.
These are important.
Oh, no. Michelangelo just injured herself, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Is it funny bone? It looks like you hit your funny bone.
It's my funny bone.
Yeah, and it's never funny. Certainly isn't.
Why is that a thing?
She's on injury reserve for the rest of the episode, everyone. We're gonna have to put it on ice.
Oh gosh. By the way, did you see Taylor and Trav at the 15 and Mahomes benefit?
Did I? Of course I did. And then Trav being all like, I spoke with my significant other. And I was like, airs for tickets for, you know, for charity. Oh, my God.
$80,000.
Really, American royalty. Effing insane. That is insane. I mean, it's going to a good cause, so, like, yes. That's great. But crazy.
Crazy.
But, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, stop. They both look so cute. And, like, yeah, I just – my heart melted at significant other. I just want you all to know, everyone, quick aside for us to just fangirl over their love real quick, that I texted Michael Ann – I may have been in the group chat, actually. But either way, Michael Ann communicated about this. And I was like, listen, y'all, to be the lucky fans that get to be there when Taylor sings her new songs about Travis, like to Travis, like if he's in attendance at one of these shows, I can't even imagine. I hope it's us. It won't be. But – he'll probably go to Paris, right? Because, like, Paris, yeah. City of Romance. Bitch. They're so lucky. Yeah. But I was like, can you imagine? Oh.
I mean, unless he like stays with her the whole time. But I don't know.
I mean, it's the off season, you know? He probably has to, like, start kind of getting into gear soon. But training camp isn't for a while. So I'm just saying, I think he has all of May to go just, like, tour Europe with his significant other. So if he wants to come to Stockholm, that would make my heart very happy, personally.
Me too. That'd be so cool.
But we'll see. But we'll see.
We'll see. Now, won't we?
But anyways, what happened to goodbye, everyone? This is also great love story here. So, anywho, Deb, stressing out. We got to get this done. She's looking for things. I also love this line. I just feel like this is, like, appropriate for life. I cannot deal with these trees and questions at the same time. Yeah, Heather. And I'm like, same, Heather. Me and Multitask, yeah, I can't deal with trees and questions at the same time. She's like, you want me to do these trees on this model or you want me to answer your questions, Deb? I can't do both. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel that a little bit. Ellis does not feel that. He's like, learn to multitask. And I'm like, I don't know. So Deb is very stressed out because she can't find these people. And Riley's like, oh, Dave probably put them in. Like, he's been here like every night, basically. He was here for a couple hours last night. And Deb's like, I don't see enough done that, like, he could have, like, you know, done a lot in these whatever, which I like that Heather throws a little shade. And he's like, maybe he just works very slowly, which is not the case. But I do just think that's very funny. Deb is still on the countdown, 18 minutes. People, this is serious. So, yes, we're counting down. The restaurant's about to close. The model is about to be finished. This is the countdown, right? It's the final countdown. Very sad, very serious. So here we go. McLean explains that her and her dad have begun packing again. But this time things are going into storage and not a U-Haul. Because, yes, her dad did agree to take this job for the summer in Hawaii. But then he'll be back, at least temporarily, as a chef at Opal's new place until he figures out a more permanent deal. Because him and Opal have got a thing. About Chicago. We knew it. We called it. We love them. And they know that it's, like, it's new. And he's going off to Hawaii for a few months. And they're not sure if they're going to be able to make it work. But, like, they are bound and determined, and like they're just gonna like let's see what happens. But McLean is happy. She's rooting for them. She's happy that her dad is like putting down roots somewhere, essentially. Like, he's like, I'm coming back to Lakeview. Like, Lakeview's gonna be home. I'm gonna figure it out there. And I'm like,
ah, Lakeview, yes. Is magic.
Yes, Lakeview is magic. It is magic. Suck it, Lindsay Baker. Am I right? Yes. So Lindsay Baker can suck it. Opal and Gus forever. Adorable. We are here for it. As for our girl McLean, she is still headed back to Tyler because dad is going to Hawaii. Obviously, she doesn't have anyone to stay with, per se. Like, she doesn't have technically, like, adult supervision in Lakeview. So even though Lakeview is going to be home, she does still have to technically go live with her mom for at least to finish off high school, which sucks. That sucks. Not gonna lie. I feel for her. I definitely feel for her.
So then they're throwing a party. They're throwing a closing party. But McLean steps off. She's like, I'll be right back. And she goes upstairs to look at the model. She looks at the neighborhood, all the people. And then she says, at first, they just seemed arranged the same way they were everywhere else, in random formations, some in groups, some alone. Then, though, I saw this single figure at the back of my house walking away from the back door, and another person, a girl, running through the side yard where the hedge would have been, while someone else, with a badge and a flashlight, followed. There were three people under the basketball goal, one lying prone on the ground. So she looks around, she's seeing her and Dave everywhere. She's everywhere. All of their memories. Yeah.
The basketball one is very funny.
The basketball one is very funny. I'm like, people are going to be like, what, is that guy on the ground?
What's that happening? What happened to that guy? And this is the sweetest thing, y'all. This is really sweet. Only happens in YA romance that I wish happened in real life.
Yeah, I wish like teenage boys were actually like this, but I just don't think they have the capacity in their tiny little brains, you know?
No, they don't. One day they will. Yes. But I will say kudos to Katie's husband. She was off at a bachelorette party the weekend that the new album came out, and she's like kind of turned him into a Swiftie. Like, he went to the Seattle show and I think like honestly had a very good time. So he like wanted to be in the know, and he listened to the whole album while she was gone, like on his own accord. And then when she came back from the weekend, he had flowers, and on it that said, you know, like a sign that was still reserved for me, like that lyric or whatever. And I was like, see, like that's like such a sweet thing. But like, that's what guys do once they're like older and they get it. But like, teenage boys try. This is no shade to teenage boys. It's a little bit shade to teenage boys. But yeah, sometimes they try sweet things. But I don't know if they'd be as sweet as our boy Dave in this novel.
This is very detail oriented for a teen.
Yes, very. But he is a nerdy model making guy. So, you know.
True. Yeah. Maybe they're out there. Who knows? Maybe we just didn't encounter them. But
maybe they are out there. I hope they are.
So, yes. So she reaches down looking at the girl running through the hedge. And she's like, not Liz Sweet, not anyone at that moment. Not yet, but on her way to someone, to me. And she's like, I came back to myself here. I met myself here. I met my friends here. Oh, my God. Family. Oh, it's so good. Yes.
And while I think that obviously most people can't fully relate to what McLean did, like they didn't, you know, literally reinvent their name and their personality and come up with a new youme.com page. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people can relate to like finding themselves, especially at this age, and like having to say goodbye to your old self and say hello to your new self. Like that is like a constant thing that you go through even now. As a 30-something-year-old woman, although, again, according to the internet, we're not allowed to be petty or hold on to anything as a 30-plus-something-year-old woman. We're just supposed to let bygones be bygones about everything. Sorry, y'all. I'm petty, okay?
Yeah.
I never forget.
I wanted to do a disclaimer here, is because the last episode, I was like, I wish she didn't, like, make it so obvious that song was about Kim. But here's the thing. I didn't actually know all of the lore behind that situation, and I was educated this week.
Did you not know the lore? The like Kim lore?
So I knew, this is what I knew. I knew Kanye stole the microphone. I knew that Kanye put Taylor Swift in his song and called her a bitch.
Yeah.
I know that they faked a phone call with Taylor Swift agreeing, saying that that was totally fine, even though that did not happen.
Correct.
And I know that the snake thing comes from Kim Kardashian.
Right.
But I did not know that they had, like, a naked doll that looked like Taylor in bed with Kanye West. And, like, it just, like, got so much more deep when I started looking into it, and I was like, ew. And not to mention, like, Kim Kardashian was like 36, Kanye West was like 38 at the time. It's like, this is gross. Like, this was a young girl trying to figure out life in the fast lane, if you will, and you guys are gross and you're adults. So no, fuck you, Kim.
Yeah, fuck you. Also, sorry, y'all. Clearly, we're still not over the new Taylor Swift album, because it just keeps coming up today. And this will probably happen a lot over the next few weeks. Yes. But you'll get a two-week break from us, and hopefully we'll have a lot of it cleansed out of our system by then. No guarantees. But I'm just really not over the fact that apparently as a woman, we're not allowed to be mad once we enter our 30s. Like, we're just supposed to be, like, docile and calm about everything. And I'm like, no, I still get mad and upset about stuff. And, like, my God, you've been right. Thank you.
We're not supposed to be giddy over our new boyfriends anymore. We're not allowed.
Or giddy over our new boyfriends. Not allowed. Not allowed. I'm going to tell my husband he's not allowed to make me happy or like ever make me feel like a young teenager in love ever again, because apparently that's not allowed according to the internet.
Not allowed. You're a 34-year-old woman. Grow up. Stop having feelings.
I shouldn't like squeeing over the cute shit in the last these couple of chapters. I'm a 33-year-old woman. It's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
It just simply isn't. But I'm going to keep doing it, though. I'm going to keep doing me. Thank you. Because this is some cute shit coming up in these next few pages here. So, yes. She's, like you said, but on her way to someone, to me. She stands up, goes back downstairs. They are having a fried pickle party. They are trying to get rid of this extra stock of fried pickles, which I love. Like, I just love all the full circle-ness of this. Mm-hmm. And she, of course, starts kind of walking outside. She wants to go see our boy Dave because, of course, she just realized that he, like, put her everywhere in this model. And, like, because she's part of Lakeview, and he wanted to show her that, like, she does belong here, you know? Like, she was here. So she goes over to Dave's house, and she has this whole, like, again, speaking of full circle moment, she sees the basketball goal, and she thinks of the first time when her and her dad pulled up. And she sees, you know, his car, and in his car is a girt. I'm still not entirely sure what a girt is. It has been mentioned a couple times in this novel now. I understand that that's a phrase that her and her mom made up for this, like, trinket, but I don't know exactly what this trinket is.
It's like a braided bracelet that they bought at the 24-hour
store that's called Girt's.
Yeah, the 24-hour diner that's called, like, Girt's or something.
Why they call it a girt? But anyway, she sees a girt. When I read this, I was just like, why am I dumb? Why do I not understand what this is? Even though I know it's been mentioned earlier in the book, but I don't know. So anywho, she sees one and she's like, what? Impossible. And just then Dave comes up behind her and she's like, again, we get some great Sarah Dessen bants. And he's like, you know, if you're looking for cars to break into, I think you can do better. And she, you know, basically is like, wait a minute, you have this, like, you came, you were there. And so he explains to her, like, when she calls, he saw her dad was panicked, he immediately told him, and then I think was kind of like, okay, like, I told dad, like, she's gonna be in good hands. But then he said that he's like, and then I went back inside, and he's like, but I kept thinking about how you'd called me, how I was so unlike you, or the you I'd seen on the Yumi.com page that day. And she's like, hashtag too soon, Dave, too soon. So he's like, so I went anyway. Stop. He stole my heart. Like, he's like, my girl needs me. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go check on her. Like, she was really in distress and she needs me. Even though I've sent her dad on that way, I'm gonna go anyways. So he says that, you know, he goes there. When he gets there, he sees that her parents are already there. He said that he sees her lying in the bed with her mom and dad. And he's like, you were with who you needed to be with, which is 100% correct. And he's like, we were their family, so I left, I got this little souvenir, and I went back. And when I went back, like, my mom and dad, of course, you know, tore me a new one because I had gone off in the middle of the night to drive over to Colby to check on a girl. And so she, you know, explains to him what they call it, a girt. And so he's like, you know the rest of the story. And just then, of course, everyone else kind of sees them, and Alice is like, oh, you made it. And Dave's like, yeah, you know, got sprung for good behavior. Tracy is over here dabbing her eyes with a bar towel because she's like in her feelings. And everyone is like, of all people, Tracy. And so Opal's, you know, trying to tell her, like, it's not just an end, it's also a beginning. And Tracy's like, I hate beginnings, they're too new. And this is where, you know, obviously McLean is kind of going through her feelings too. She, like, sees all of her friends and she's like, I don't want to leave Lakeview. Like, I want to graduate with them and, like, be their friend and stuff. So anyways, they go back upstairs. Yes, they go back upstairs. And she tells Dave that this is amazing. And she's like, I can't believe you did it. And he's like, we all did it. And she's like, not the model, the people. She's like, you know what I mean. And stop being humble. And so he's like, well, model trains really teach you a lot of good skills. And so she's like, I know you're joking, but, like, seriously, this is, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. And it's like, yes, it is so sweet. And so he's like, you did all of these things. All I did was document it. She feels tears prick to her eyes. It's, you know, they're having this whole moment. And then, like, y'all, when you think it can't get any better, it does. Wait for it. Okay. So he's like, oh, you know, you should get back downstairs. Your dad actually who sent me up here for you. And then he tells her to hit the lights on the way out. Or, well, no, sorry. Let me back up. So she's like, oh, this is what you're talking about when you said, like, looking more closely. Because earlier they'd had the conversation when she was like, I don't see a third option. And he's like, sometimes you just got to, like, look a little closer, like, see it from a different perspective. So she's like, oh, like, this is what you meant. And he's like, pretty much. And then that's when he tells her to hit the lights on the way out. So she takes one last look at the model before she turns off the switch. And then she sees, when she does that, she could see only a bit of streetlight coming in from the far window illuminating the floor. Then, though, I spotted something else, something small and glowing in the exact spot I'd been studying before. I walked over, my eyes scanning Luna Blue, my house, and Dave's, but it was the building behind them, that empty hotel that had the tiniest light provided by one word written in fluorescent paint. Maybe it wasn't what was once there in real life, but in this one, it said it all, stay. So he wrote stay. He made it stay on their spot. On their spot. That is the cutest thing. And may I just say, pause everyone's story time, that my sisters and I, big Dawson's Creek girlies, and my mom, all the girls in my family, big Dawson's Creek girlies, and one of my favorite episodes of all time is season 3, episode 23, entitled True Love. Yes, I do know the exact episode number, season, and title of the episode. Fact check me if you want, y'all. This is correct. And it is when Pacey and Joey finally get together. The absolute ship. If y'all are Dawson Joey shippers, you're wrong. I just want you to know.
Yes.
That, okay?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Absolutely wrong. But he's about to go off in his little, like, sailing boat summer escape because, of course, he's all, like, you know, pining over troubled. Joey and, like, all this stuff. And he's troubled and blah, blah, blah. Because, like, Pacey Witter, oh, be still my heart. And so he bought her a wall earlier in the season because, again, teenage boys, like, do cute shit like that in fiction. And he writes on the wall because she didn't do anything with it. And so finally he decides he's going to do something with it. And so he writes on it, ask me to stay. And it is iconic. And it is, like, the best episode of Dawson's Creek. And me and my sisters are obsessed. And that wall obviously is a real wall in Wilmington, North Carolina. It does not say ask me to stay on it anymore. But we were bound and determined to find this wall when the first time we ever went to Wilmington. And my dad is like, I don't know why y'all are walking me around in the heat to look at a goddamn brick wall. And all of us were like, the wall! When we found it, we're like taking pictures in front of it. And he's like, this is a goddamn brick wall. And that is why girl dads TM are the best. Because my dad didn't understand it, but he knew that it made us happy. And he stood there in the sweltering summer heat in North Carolina and let us take pictures in front of a brick wall.
shout out to dad,
you're a good one. But yeah, so this 100% the stay. I was like, oh, makes me think of Dawson's Creek. Very sweet, very cute. We love it. So she turns down the stairs and there she's like, I had no idea Dave was already down there. So she asks, is that really what it said on the roof of the building? And he's like, close. She could feel his breath. And he's like, no idea, but anything's possible. So then, you know, she's like downstairs, they're cheering, you know, last night in the sacred place, soon I knew we'd join them and shut it down together. But for now, I leaned closer to Dave, putting my lips on his. He slid his arms up around me and he kissed me back. I felt something inside me open, like a new life beginning. I didn't know yet what girl she'd be or where this life would take her, but I'd keep my eyes open. And when that time came, I would know.
Oh,
love.
They're in love.
We love it. They're in love. So much love to go around, y'all. Gus and Opal, David McLean. Like, we're here for it.
Everyone and Deb. Because who doesn't love Deb?
Everyone and Deb. Everyone, yeah, get in line.
Get in line.
Like, seriously. Deb deserves nothing but good things.
Agreed. So then chapter 18, our last chapter, y'all. We're here. So, Opal's like, oh, crap, HBL. And she's like, already? We've only been open for 15 minutes. So this is, like, in the future. A little bit in the future. I love that Jason is sitting on the prep table reading the Wall Street Journal. She starts calling orders. He starts making them. She says, at graduation a week earlier, I'd sat with the rest of my class, fanning my face with the damp program as the speakers droned on and assembled family and friends shifted in their seats. And this is when we find out. She looked behind her, and who does she see in the crowd? The crowd of graduating students? Heather. And you know what? That is...
Heather's in Lakeview!
Yes. Heather is in Lakeview. So that means that she must have stayed. So we find out that the day that she was supposed to go back to Tyler, her mom was there, you know, Opal was there. They were packing up the SUV. Opal and her mom hits it off, which I love.
Love that. Yes, agreed.
They're talking business, which I also love. I think this is like such a good full circle moment as well. She said goodbye to everybody and she gets in the car with her mom and she is sobbing.
Losing it. She's losing a little bit.
She's losing it. She's like, I hate to leave you. I hate to leave you to her dad. But anyway, yeah, she's losing it. And her mom's like, oh my God, don't cry. You're going to make me cry. And then she pulls over after about driving a block. She cuts the engine and she's like, I can't do this to you. Uproot you, make you leave, whatever. Not after I've railed against it for the last 2 years. It's too hypocritical. So yes, they just.
At least you see it, mom. At yes. least you see it.
Welcome to reality, mother. So the compromise was she stayed in Opal's extra room in exchange for doing some setup work at the new restaurant. So she kind of starts like living her little life with Opal.
In her past life. Also, one other quick thing before she thinks that she's leaving town, she does go over to try to talk to Dave's parents to explain the sitch. Yes. To be like, it's not him. Please do not punish him. Like, this was what happened. But yes, but now she's living with Opal, living the dream, and we love that for everyone.
We love that. Yes, I forgot she did that. She goes over. She's like, beep, beep. So, yes. So she's like, okay, you can live with Opal. Like, you're going to live with Opal. She got to finish her year at Jackson. She was really excited. She spent a lot of time with Dave. So aww. Cute. They went to Freybake when he was working. It's powered all around by Procrastinator Specials. We find out that Riley and Ellis are a thing.
Yes, it really is love for everyone.
It is. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that Ellis and Deb were going to become a thing, but like I'll move past it.
But I'll take Riley. That's fine.
Riley.
I'm happy that she's not like dating sleazebags anymore. She's in her Travis Kelce era, and we're so proud of her for that.
We are so proud. So then she starts at the U in the fall. She moves out of Opal's house and into a dorm, but she's decided that, wait, I just started reading another sentence out loud. She moves out of Opal's and into a dorm. She did get into DeFries, but she was like, no way, I'm staying here in Lakeview. And where does Dave go? MIT, of course.
He's a genius.
She's like, it was my hope that no matter what happened, at least we'd always be able to find each other. I like here that she's like, we get this whole love story. I mean, this is the thing about Destin, is like the love stories are always secondary, I feel like, to mm-hmm. the actual story, which I love. And the actual story, of course, is McLean finding herself, finding community, finding a home.
Right.
And I love how like Dave goes, like she goes to the U in North Carolina, hypothetically, and he goes to MIT in Boston. And they're just like, you know what? Things might happen, but also, right. You know, whatever. This is our lives. Like, we're just moving up and on. And
yeah. Yeah. The way this ends is, like, basically she says, like, who knows if my dad and Opal are going to work out. It's a new relationship and there's going to be some distance. And then, like, with her and Dave, it's kind of the same thing. And she's like, I mean, like, love the guy. Young love, you know. I'm feeling it right now. But, like, who knows? And it's like, that's great. Like, I love that it's open-ended. Because, yeah, like, you don't. And, like, that's not the point. Like, yes, I'm happy that they had a happy ending, obviously. But, like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, that isn't the point of the novel. And also, mm-hmm. I just think it's realistic that, like, yeah, not everyone goes to the same college. Like, you right. do go to different colleges from your friends or your significant other or whatever. So, like, I like the fact that, like, he had his dream, which was going to MIT. And her thing was, like, finding a home, which she found in Lakeview. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to stay here and go to the U. You're going to do your thing. And, like, that's best for everyone. It's like, yes.
Yes.
I love that. We love a supportive partner.
We love a supportive partner. I also like that she didn't, like, pull a Topanga and, like, follow him there or anything yes. like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, none of that business. Do you. Put your education first. Put your happiness first. And if that other person is meant to be, they will be there. And yes. it will work out.
Mm-hmm. So she runs. So then we get back to the present. She's back in the restaurant. getting the bun ready, getting the sandies ready. Deb comes in. She's like, starts putting an apron on. Deb is a little waitress now, which I love. What? Not
That's
only
so perfect for Deb.
She's like, with the model done, it is perfect. Deb had found herself with entirely too much time on her hands. But what's great is that the same skills that made her a good organizer also made her a good waitress. And she'd improved Opal's working system by leaps and bounds, which of course she did. Of course she did.
No one is surprised. Deb's going to rule the world one day, and I can't wait.
Margarita pizza, extra sauce, add garlic. Isn't that Sarah Dessen's order at Luna Blue?
I think so, yeah. The real Luna Blue? She says that she likes the has like the best margarita pizza. So what I believe is that place is called? Her order.
411?
Oh, yeah, I think so. 411 West, is it? Let me look at the picture and I'll know for sure. Yes, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This be the one. This be the one. Yes, this is the real Luna Blue. So if y'all are ever in Chapel Hill and you want to eat at the restaurant that inspired Luna Blue, I highly recommend.
411 West.
Yes, that's where you want to be. Mm-hmm. We did momentarily forget its name, but it's with us now. We remember. I should remember because it's literally my birthday.
Mm.
That's you know, next time. That's how I'm going to remember. My next birthday, time. West.
Put that in your brain.
Put it in my brain.
So it was a busy rush. She could hear the customers just beyond the wait station chattering. I thought of my dad somewhere in Hawaii, maybe doing the same thing, and missed him the way I always did. But then I did what I knew he'd want me to do and got back to work. So she was finally around 1:30. She took a break. She had a voicemail from her mom checking in about going to Colby that weekend, an email from the U about orientation, and one text message from Dave. There were no words, just a picture. I clicked it, watching as it filled up the screen. The shot was four hands, two with circle tattoos, all wearing girts. Behind them, blue sky and a sign, "Welcome to Texas." So, aww. Jason,
I'm so happy they got to go.
Dave did get to go to Texas. Like, and that's another thing too. Like, she didn't join the Texas trip. Like, they're like live
that
stage.
Was their thing.
Yes, and
you're allowed to have friends, and you're allowed to go on trips with your friends. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be all about your significant others. If one more person, even though I've told them multiple times that this is a girls' trip at work, is like, "You're going with your husband, right?" No, no, I'm not. It's a girls' trip. I've said that 10 times. My husband doesn't want to go see Taylor Swift in another country. But yeah, like, you, if you have a plan with your friends to go to Texas and it's been this thing that you've been just clamoring for with your group of friends, just because you start dating someone doesn't mean they have to come along. Like, that's your special thing.
Yes.
We love that for you, Dave. We love that for everyone.
We love the healthy relationships that Dustin provides, except for Dreamland.
Except for Dreamland. But also still a great story worth telling. Great but story. But definitely not a healthy relationship in the Oof. Least bit.
Heavy.
But yes. So then she gets this text message, and then Jason kind of pops her back into work because he's like, "Hey, order up." She slides her phone back into my pocket, then drained my drink. As I came back into the kitchen, stepping past him, I crumpled the cup up in my hand and turned to take aim at the garbage can behind me. I shot, sending it arching toward perfect center. So pretty. Nothing but net.
Yes.
And now basketball doesn't hurt for her anymore. That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That was just what a great ending. She's found a home. She's in a restaurant doing her thing.
She's healed.
Jason is thriving. Mm-hmm. Dave is thriving. Opal is thriving. Chuckles is probably out there thriving. Sorry, guys. I had to talk about him one more time.
Chuckles is definitely thriving. He's rich.
Hope that, yeah, he's definitely out of everyone the most thriving. Hope out of everyone, though, that the person who's most thriving is Deb, because she deserves nothing but nice things.
She deserves it. She deserves it. She's our queen.
She is our queen. Deb, thank you for letting us get to spend time with you and everyone else in this book. Honestly, this one was such a good one.
It was.
I just, like, really forgot so much of it. And it was, I'm so happy that I was able to revisit it. It was so good. I know we slow and steadied through this one, but I really feel like it was worth savoring. And Yeah, I can't wait to dive into The Moon and More. But again, that will be coming in June, everyone. So if anyone is behind on any Destin episodes, this is a great time to catch up. Yes. Then we're going to be kicking into high gear, summer reading. Just something about it being summer and reading Destin. Just like,
yes.
Gets me excited. Gets me in my feels. Makes me nostalgic.
It's perfect.
But even though I hate everything else about summer. But reading some Destin does make me happy. So join us next week if you want to listen to us clamor on about the rest of the Taylor Swift double album. And if anyone is interested in the short story, if you've never read it, I haven't read it yet. I picked it up at Flyleaf Books, name drop. And but I haven't actually read it yet. So I'm going to be reading it because I'm the one who owns it. And just discussing it with my plan. It's going to be a short, easy breezy episode. And then, yeah, see us off to Sweden, everyone. And then when we come back, we're going to be ready to dive into the next book. So, anyways, until then, everyone, take care of yourselves and Deb forever.
Deb forever.
Bye.